In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discussed the life of composer Maurice Ravel.
Yehuda Hanani, you know, one of my favorite composers, and I think many people in America, is Ravel, Maurice Ravel. And the question is, how did he see himself?
Ravel belonged to a group of composers, French composers. There were six of them, including Darius Milhaud and Honegger. They called themselves Les Six, the Six. And they were determined to create a kind of music that was not German, new voice in music. This was turn of the century. There was a lot of political tension, the First World War. There was a lot of antagonism. And they were determined to take away the German hegemony on classical music and create a new wave in music. Debussy used to sign at the bottom of his pieces, French composer. There was a tremendous sense of nationalism at the time. And Eric Satie, another one of those French guys, said, "We are going to write music without sauerkraut."
I like it.
You like sauerkraut or do you like...
No, I like the sort of position that they were taking. I don't need to go any further because I don't want any more phone calls.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We'll spare you the phone calls. So among them, a great master was Maurice Ravel. And when I say great, I mean composer, because physically he was diminutive, very slight. Actually, he was judged underweight and unfit for military service, World War I, and enlisted as an ambulance driver.
Oh.
Yeah. His father was Swiss. His mother was Basque. And he grew up hearing his mother singing the Basque songs, reading fairy tales. He was steeped in Basque culture.
But where did he grow up?
The family moved to Paris shortly after he was born. So he grew up in France. He was technically French, but his heritage was Basque. And this was really his culture. And this explains the exotic elements in his music, the Spanish flavor of his works. It's all reflected in his work. He was a bizarre character. You know, these great composers, they live on the edge of life experience, and they bring back... the music comes from the fact that they are daring enough because of circumstances or because of character to do things that none of us would really feel comfortable doing. So let me tell you a little more about him so the audience, our listeners, can get a picture of who he was. He was a dapper dresser, always immaculate, always meticulous about his appearance, as was his music. His works are like intricate jewels where he controls with form any emotionalism. He was very, very strict about keeping his emotion in check, very much like Stravinsky.
Yeah,
it's
well,
form
but
and organization above everything else. He was French, but he was an outsider. He keeps latching on to old archaic forms. So he writes Pavane for a dead princess, and he writes Passacaglia, ancient forms of music. There are some other reasons he did not fit in, and now I know you will get interested. He lived with his mother until her death, and moved to his own house when he was 45.
Wow.
Never married, never had any romantic relationships one way or another.
And how do
sort
you
of asexual, because people knew him very intimately, and there's no record of him having any intimate romantic relationship with either gender. And because of his delicate physique, he looked very young. The children of his friends adored him. He was always ready for games, for stories, for pranks, for mischief. He also wrote music for them. So we have Mother Goose by Ravel. When he finally moved to his own house, which was in 1920, he turned it into his magic kingdom. He decorated it in Moorish style.
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Close, but not yet, not exactly. He filled it with mechanical toys. His whole house was full of little mechanical toys. And in his bedroom, he himself painted Greek columns upside down so that lying in bed, they would look right side up. And in the windows, in the shutters of his windows, he cut star-shaped holes so that after sleepless nights of composing, he was a chronic insomniac, he could put himself to bed and the rays of daylight would beam in as make-believe stars. Now, that's the grown-up child that we admire as Maurice Ravel.
Maybe the not-grown-up child.
Or maybe the not-grown-up.
In other words, the Peter Pan of music.
Sort of, yeah, yeah. And that may explain also sexually his not being involved romantically. Maybe he remained a child forever.
That was Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. This Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m., Close Encounters with Music presents The Anatomy of a Melody, Beethoven, Brahms, and Schoenfeld at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.